I'm a lucky one in this big bright world. Well, I'm a lucky one when I'm holding you, girl.
Inside OTR is a project that started out as an honors course at Northern Kentucky University and has developed into an ongoing search for stories about the people, businesses, culture, and history of one of Cincinnati's most iconic neighborhoods. I caught up with Caitlin Neely, creator of Insight OTR, on the campus of NKU.
Tell me about the origins of Insight OTR and how it all began.
So it began in a class, an honors class here at NKU in January. The class was called Inside an Impact, and for the class we were supposed to pick a community or like a place in Greater Cincinnati and kind of create a plan to impact that community. And I chose Over the Rhine. While I was kind of doing research and deciding on what I wanted my project to be about, even though I've like spent a lot of time in Over the Rhine and worked in Over the Rhine, I realized that I didn't know too much about it. Besides like the history and architecture, I didn't know too much about the community and the people there. So for my project, I decided to work on the inside part of the class and interview people who work and live in the community.
What does the project involve? I mean, you're interviewing people and visiting places, but there's more to it than that, right?
So I have been interviewing people in person and over email. Really, I just want to get a sense of why these people live in Over the Rhine or work there, why they've chosen to establish their businesses there, why the neighborhood is unique to them, why they think it's unique compared to other neighborhoods in Cincinnati, and also like what they think the neighborhood still needs and what problems they might be facing in the neighborhood still.
Tell me some of the people that you have spoken with.
I've spoken to Dan Corman from Park and Vine. I've spoken to Matt Anthony from Losantiville. I've spoken to a couple of residents. I've interviewed someone from Peasley, the homeless shelter in Over the Rhine. So like quite an artwork, so quite like a range of people.
And what is the conclusion of the project? Does it continue on or is it close to being done?
I'd like to keep going with it at least until, I mean like as long as I'm here in Cincinnati, I'd like to keep doing it at least until like next summer. It's definitely not concluded yet, so I'm always looking for people to interview, either like through email, I'm fine with that, through like random responses, or just like sending me audio that they've done themselves, because I know it can be, like I also found it can be difficult to meet up with people, so they're always welcome to just like send me their audio or their written responses through email.
And as far as the class itself, is the class still going on or is the honors class finished?
No, that ended in April. Hopefully it'll pop up again, because I really enjoyed the class, and I'm hoping my professor will offer it again to other people, because I had a lot of fun and learned a lot about myself and about, you know, the communities in Cincinnati.
So it wasn't restricted to an actual physical community. It could be a community just of related ideology.
Yeah, and even like she said, even like no one did an online community, but like those were completely like up for grabs too. So it didn't have to be like a neighborhood or like a physical place. It could just be like a group of like-minded people as a community.
Do you have other interviews lined up for the near future, people you want to speak with or people you're planning to speak with?
I've gotten some emails back from people from Venue 222, I think, was one of the people that emailed me back. I just talked to Kelly Lanzer, who works with the Findlay Market Corporation. She's hopefully sending some people my way.
It's amazing to think that just 10 years ago, the whole Over the Rhine area was vastly different than what it is now. What has caught you by surprise? What have you learned through this project that you didn't expect to find out?
I guess even though this sounds kind of silly, I didn't expect all the people I interviewed to like love the neighborhood so much. And that sounds like weird to say, since you think, oh, someone lives in the neighborhood, so they must, you know, love it. But the people I interviewed and talked to like really, really love the neighborhood and really care for it and want like what's best for it no matter what. And I think that's been like not only surprising but also just something that was nice to find out.
My thanks to Caitlin Neely of Insight OTR. You can find links to her interviews and more information, including links on how you can get involved with the project, when you visit us at wvxu.org/lx. You might find me someday in an unmarked grave with flowers that touch the sky. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.